So you may have heard of the high-fat, low-carb keto diet. It's become popular for weight loss. But the ketogenic diet was first developed for people with epilepsy. And now some doctors say it shows promise for mental health. NPR's Will Stone has that story.
Ian Campbell was gazing out the window as he took the bus to work when he first sensed a radical shift. He saw the trees and the natural world passing him by.
And I was like, oh, people feel good when they look at nature, kind of happy and peaceful. And I hadn't experienced that in a really long time, probably since I was a kid.
For many years, Campbell had lived with bipolar disorder.
Oh my gosh, this might be what it feels like to be normal.
A few weeks earlier, he'd started a new diet, hoping to lose some weight. He cut out carbs and focused on eating fat and protein. Turns out, without realizing it, Campbell had entered ketosis. It's a metabolic state when the body switches gears. Instead of relying on glucose, blood sugar, as its primary energy source, it draws on ketones, which come from the breakdown of fat.
And then I did a graph, and I saw that my ketone level was correlated to my symptoms. The higher ketone level, the lower my symptoms.
Campbell went on to get a PhD at the University of Edinburgh so he could study why this diet might work for mental illness. And he wasn't the only one interested. A few years earlier, Dr. Chris Palmer, a psychiatrist at Harvard and McLean Hospital, had his own revelation after two of his patients with schizoaffective disorder tried keto.
Both of them had really, truly dramatic, life-changing improvement in their psychotic symptoms.
The ketogenic diet was developed over 100 years ago. It's considered a mainstream, evidence-based treatment for pediatric epilepsy, which is why Palmer says it's not out of place in his field. Treatments from epilepsy are routinely prescribed for psychiatric conditions.
We use them off-label, even when we don't have studies to suggest or to prove that they are helpful for people with mental illness. So in many ways, this is nothing new.
But there wasn't much momentum around this research until a few years ago. That's when Palmer started working with Matt Bazzucchi. His parents were Jan and David Bazzucchi, a wealthy tech entrepreneur. Jan thought the diet might help her son, who tried many treatments for bipolar disorder.
Within a couple of months, we saw a dramatic change.
Soon, the family was eager to fund serious research. Now there are about a dozen clinical trials in the works to test the ketogenic diet's potential for mental illness, in particular for bipolar disorder, schizophrenia, and major depression.
The research and the clinical interest is suddenly exploding.
Dr. Georgia Ead is a psychiatrist in Massachusetts who trains other clinicians on how to use the diet.
From working with hundreds of people over more than 10 years, almost everybody, and this is really not an exaggeration, who tries a ketogenic diet in the right way for long enough experiences some degree of noticeable benefit.
At the moment, there is no high-quality evidence, no randomized controlled trials to back this up. What's out there is encouraging, though. For example, several small open trials have shown promise for bipolar disorder, and an observational study of patients hospitalized with serious mental illness in France found more than 40% achieved clinical remission. Here's how Dr. Shabani Sethi sums up the evidence.
I would say it's in a very early stage.
Sethi is leading this research at Stanford University. The classic ketogenic diet contains an eye-popping amount of fat, about 90% of calories coming from that alone. But there are now other versions that dial down the fat and make more room for protein and slightly more carbs.
It's not a fad diet. It's a medical intervention.
The interest in keto reflects a broader movement around what's known as metabolic psychiatry. It's a term Sethi coined when she launched Stanford's program in 2015.
To communicate how metabolic dysfunction, whether it's in the body or in the brain, play a significant role in psychiatric disease.
The research here goes back decades. While a causal link isn't proven, there are strong, well-documented associations between certain psychiatric conditions and metabolic problems, like high blood sugar, insulin resistance, and obesity. Sethi's research on bipolar disorder finds the diet can reduce patients' symptoms and improve their metabolic health. She says the diet isn't a substitute for medications.
It's not going to necessarily be helpful for everybody, but it's a tool that will help some individuals.
Scientists still aren't entirely sure why keto works for seizures. Much of the evidence on the diet comes from epilepsy and other neurological conditions that share similarities with bipolar disorder, schizophrenia, and depression. This includes increased inflammation in the brain, harmful oxidative stress, and problems metabolizing glucose. Research suggests keto can be beneficial on all these fronts, though human studies are limited. Some believe the mitochondria, the power plants of the cell, are crucial. This is what Anna Andreazza studies at the University of Toronto.
The mitochondria in our bodies, it's mostly very functional and very adaptable to different sources of energy.
But she says research shows in psychiatric illness, the mitochondria can run into trouble.
It's actually dysfunctional and is not being responsive.
Imagine the mitochondria as a car with a hybrid engine. These ketones, which come from fat, provide an alternative fuel.
So when we bring this alternative source of effective energy, now you're bypassing that ineffective fuel that was coming to the car.
The thinking goes that fixing that metabolic engine can also help psychiatric symptoms. Dr. Dost Unger at McLean Hospital believes keto research will propel other treatments targeting metabolic health in psychiatry.
The ketogenic diet is really a test case, but it's not the silver bullet. We have to be modest about this.
But some doctors, like Drew Ramsey, worry there's already too much hype ahead of solid evidence.
Everyone should be skeptical.
Ramsey is a psychiatrist who focuses on nutrition. He has many questions.
When does it work? It works for some people, which is awesome, but most things work for some people in mental health.
Another question is, can patients stick to the diet? Dr. Rif El Malik is a psychiatrist at the University of Louisville. He believes keto can be effective for bipolar disorder and had luck with a few patients over the years, but
I haven't been able to get people to stay on it. So I'm not at all as excited as maybe other people.
Other doctors say with enough support and education, patients can do it. In his pilot trial, Ian Campbell found about a quarter of people dropped out. But of the patients who completed the study, about a third responded powerfully.
They would describe it to me like, it's changed my life completely. I'm reconnecting with my family. I can work again for the first time.
It's a sentiment that Campbell knows well, and it's why he's pushing forward with this work. Will Stone, NPR News.